You know what you are, all of you? You're animal psychologists. Yeah? Isn't that right?
Have to.
Have to be.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of clothing? How do you get white clothing?
They're out on the ice.
Yeah, white clothing.
Cloth, cloth. White cloth cover party.
You got to put your foot over here.
That's like canvas or?
Mm-hmm, like canvas.
Put your hair like that, see?
Mm-hmm.
But don't let it flat, so we try to make it like that. White clothing.
You cover your, you put your foot on.
Yeah, like that, see?
And you're parking your rough around here?
No, you put it in, you stick it inside there. You stick it inside there.
Uh-huh.
Like this, and they usually have a string around this so they could pull it down even further.
All right, now, they must have done this in the old times, so there must have been.
And with a bullet, that's different.
Okil khani khater ni se nga ming suni kato gare bate mani?
Ati de ni na kudum moro ni. Kani ta ki tu tu.
Eh?
Ilo dama puyai ma ta ruli chaslu.
They're fawn skin parkies, which are dark, you know, on the outside. If the inside is cleaned and they just turn it inside out and use it with the skin outside.
Have you seen that when I go out the first time when I was born? When I'm in one now with that young man. I see Patty put the rabbits. Jack rabbits?
Or snowshoe rabbit.
I think ptarmigan is too easy to tear. Yeah. They've seen eider duck parkies, but not ptarmigan.
Eider duck.
Uh-huh.
That would make good sense. That's stronger.
What do they call it in English? Crowbill, eh? They also use the bellies, the white bellies of the crowbill for party, for their camouflage white party.
They use this one too. White cloth. This one's real big like that, see?
Mm-hmm.
Big one, this one. Got a little hole over here.
Take
a small slip. They make a friend inside because I'm going to have to see it. And just go right, see right over here and just keep moving. Like that, see? And when they get close, shot it through there. What I mean?
I sure do.
Yeah.
It's like a blind.
Yeah.
For the framework.
There's a framework like that, see?
Uh-huh.
When they, I know the guy sometime or the other, they always do that too.
Do it once more, will you?
I got it.
Oh, did you get it? Okay. You're famous now.
No. I've been seeing it. And it's not a thing. right over there. Another bluff on the other side of Ladder Rack. Those cave, you know. Uh-huh. It was real black back there. I never tried it myself, but I heard some guys talking. It's springtime. See that house? See that black house over there? And there's a sun over here. And you walk straight from there. There's a black one over here. Real black.
Way before rifles, they had rifles. They used spear and guns. That one, that's a regular hunting tool.
Yeah, because they had to get closer, right?
Yeah. And they used spear in it.
Getting tired?
No. The old ladies were just asking, I wonder what Nick.
You expect me to come up with something different all the time?
Sure. You're a magic woman.
You expect more than I can do.
They use that scraper here and they stay in a I see it come up in the water. That noise up on top of the ice. She'll hear it from in the water. Even from way back under the ice. Come up right there in the woods, do you want to see that?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Something I don't know. Now, St. Lawrence, King Island, Diomedes are famous for gathering bird's eggs. Mm-hmm. Now, do I understand that there was a place by Cape Krusenstern where you could go and get bird's eggs along the coast?
Samoshow Island, too, eh?
Yeah.
Samoshow Island, too.
Now, did women and men do this, or was this men only?
Mending na kamingo, it na somebody from Samishawal, Mayorong Naktomi, Amutin Kenyadgo, Mending na Rarimbat, Narag Nalu. It Naktahuting Ami, Mending na kami. It Naktahuting Amutin Kenyad, Narag Nalu, Pikun Nak Mirarimbat, Mending na Mirarimbat.
I guess
in the lower elevation where their feet will have a good place of depth, the women used to harvest in that area, but the men in the upper one. Higher elevation. And they don't harvest eggs when the weather is rainy and damp.
No, Yeah, coming at but come at go in it all and tells me in the middle of the
She's talking about the bluff area near Kivalina, where after they got rope, you know, there was this rope that was always there in the bluff, and then the people would start from the top and come down using the rope to the lower levels, and they tie their parkie, you know, with a belt, and then when they find the eggs, and they set them down in there, and then when they got all the eggs that they felt they could carry, I suppose, or they could find, and then they climb back up
on the top
on the rope. Mm-hmm.
You suppose that they had a rope of sinew, heavy sinew, or
no.
Heavy sometime
when
before?
When we get over the pit on the top, we're going to go down, and we have two posts, two of them, driving down to the ground. And after we drive them down, we tie the end of that rope to the first one and tie him up another one again. And then men always stay right there when somebody goes down. And we go on a cliff, on the edge of the cliff, we throw that rope down. See, when we throw it, a lot of crew bill flew off.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put the rope here. We put the rope here that hang it down, put it on our shoulder, and hang on to that rope, and then we go down.
Which way are you facing the cliff?
We're facing out from the cliff.
Out this way, eh?
Hey?
Out
yeah.
This way?
And we've been touching the rock up behind of us when we go down. So when we, after we get down to where the eggs was, we put the eggs right through our park here. We put a belt on. And then when we had a big rope, then we were going up. But every time we found out that puffin eggs is easy to break. They're pretty easy, just like chicken. If you mix up one puffin egg with those crowbar eggs, that part gets there and bust and make your part wet.
So you wanted crowbar better. And it doesn't break so easily.
Crowbar eggs is just about two sizes of chicken eggs.
Uh-huh.
And the puffin egg is just about a chicken egg.
Uh-huh.
And then we always backwards too. So if we turn around towards the cliff, we might touch it all. Belly was full of big throw eggs. And then once in a while, when we get hungry, we bust one crowbar eggs
let that oil stuff run out. Let them out, and then we take the yellow stuff and eat raw.
Pretty good. And then did they save the eggs? Did they put them in a...
Yeah, they saved the eggs.
Whole?
Put it in a box and save it in a, keep it in a cool place. They'll last a long time. If they had the stuff on it like a chicken egg, over it, it'd be staying for a long time.
Did they cook it first or did they leave it raw?
They leave it raw.
Hmm.
Just when we want to have some egg, we get some egg from the boxes. We always keep it outdoors to tent. And cover them up with canvas, something, deer skin. Cover them up.
That's interesting.
Cap Grunner, my decision. My name is Eric Kalab Kumwa, which is not a gun. But by Asma, Tika Hagen, my Obama, Tony Morris, Uta, Uta Kapta. My name is Tawaba, Wakri Kamil, Parkinson. My name is Hore.
Mm. cottage you go to in your bathroom. You nursing.
I guess so. Getting tired. She's done a good job. Rachel, I have one question maybe we could talk about today. Yeah. Whether...
She was talking about how this bear saved a man's life with his own guts, you know. And there's a spot on the rock that is marked and said this was the place where the deed was done.
Came over. Monday day, you see, we're late. I was boxing the people who was
Mending yak tony kuboko o kaptot.
In Namisisu, Chaprani Bakru, Sisu Kimana, Ilaucho, in Namipanga Sisu, then the Chimutan de Bakru, Mending Isuli to Wasilamus, then Masisau Blue.
He's also talking about, you know, the fall, you know, the grains of earth that fall down in a cliff area are not coarse like rock. And so in olden times, they used to dig into this substance down at the foothills, you know, and dig a hole and then bury the eggs in there and cover them up and put a marker and save them for winter. And then in the winter time, they'd come over and eat the eggs.
Isn't that interesting?
The other one was talking about preserving eggs, boiling them and putting them in a poke of sea oil.
I wondered about that, yeah.
He said he's eaten them several times.
I say you what? Monday you have to look at, take care of me down on that. Monday you have to look at, go a change in it. Go a market to go. At court. If not paid, take a new one on the show, take a drama, to play, it's really the orak. Surely the bra, it gives not to soup. Surely, it makes rich. The bra, it makes rich, the car rich. The bra, surely. I'm after the picking it, harm it to the corner, and you more return among the connection, I'm after them. It took that for my son to picking it.
They might be interested.
Unless you were the one. I told Jimmy, can you look at that sucked out? But not to kill the not to kill the sale of honey. Can you look at the law? Because I got the gun, I got a lot. Rashi got it out of the car, and
You said you had a question.
I'm not sure that I can ask it. I'm not sure how to get the concept across. I've been sitting here thinking about it. What I really want to ask is how Inuits perceive the world around them. Is it a friendly, kind place, or is that, do they see it as life is a struggle, life is a constant battle?
You mean, how do we, how do they, or how did they?
Now there's social welfare, and there's a hospital, and all of these things. What I'm getting at is that I think Americans, more than Europeans, for example, look upon life as a challenge. How much can I accomplish? How much of a success can I become? The world to us is something we can master. And with good luck and good training, we can rise to many things. No, Eskimo didn't do this, not with their egalitarian ideas. The Navajo looked upon the world as something which meshed perfectly. Maybe this is the context. Everything meshed. Something went wrong. And it broke right there. And they had to have a 5-day chant to put it back together again. But I'm kind of, as I look out here and think about what Joe was saying earlier, the world was, it smelled nice. My question is a difficult question. How did you feel about the world? Is it a friendly place? Is the world, the way nature and the animals and the clouds and the sky, did it all come together as a place where you could live in comfort, in peace, in harmony? Or was it always a struggle? It's a very difficult question. I appreciate that. Did you feel, say, before snow goes and all of this, that you could make a living, you could survive? Your ancestors came before you, your kids would go on after you. Or was it always like an uphill battle? You take 2 steps forward and slide 3 steps back. Take 2 steps forward and slide 3 steps back down. As I say, it's a difficult question to get inside a mind.
Okay, what do you...
Well, I was just saying, is it like, does life fit together so you knew you could survive, your grandparents had, your grandkids would, or was it always 2 steps up a hill and 3 steps back down?
Whether they enjoyed their environment and what they were doing, or if it was a struggle.
How did they perceive the world around them? Something they could master,
okay,
or something that they could live in constant danger?
And first you talked about, okay, you talked about the American looked at it as a challenge to
get ahead.
So with the tools of education and all this, to get ahead and learn more, okay. And then you talked about, the Navajo, where everything was.
But the Navajo also had terrible fears of the ghosts. Now these people didn't.
Mm-hmm.
When a person died, he became chimney, and every time an owl hooted at night, that was spirit out haunting them. It was a frightening place.
Bevona apeshuta. In your bedroom, you in your neighborhood thing, can you look in your neck bedroom? It's not covered to the logo. Now that a prime minister from Nakok is not, they must in civil cut big that not, it's a mile of Kenyatic thing in your neighborhood, in your Uvagogli akipko United States Army nalormin ili itna isumaraktit tamna sibunik shakting at yumigit lugu ta nasing agla vekta huting sumik ilichoy na huting tatna tam na sing tibunik sakting tamanna ilichoy ni kanga tatna kibilalak matun sumiglita sama ilichoy yumi tabramak nga atchu yasinya hunili na at ilisarving mikiun Uvaligo mako itkilingit na bahot itnali inyunelak kinyagagigat so ilokanita na fitora huni itluni ititlugo so asinim niya nabi huni pilyotang ituni pitmatun pitman sabratalimani ugluni na atutaksit lugo isaksu niyaklugo sambaligo inyupet and you never certain on that. Is the same thing on Hanuk Kenyak Nakpatum? Sibu Katirup Lugu, Naga, Kuvegit Lugu, Naga, Hanuk.
Philosophical.
passed over after McGonagall. In the you now in the cool after. You took the first one up. As you always won up. As long ago, you will see your heart in the you now. You can then get up. As in as long as you want up, you need out. To your unless you want up, and you can go out in the name. Something like that. Keep your day to it, and you can.
In you go covered yesterday, it na a lit nick pinella covered. The Madruminga, a leaning on a hooting pick of it. In you lay Lisa Huna, Sibo Catania Pain, a covet in a pain, can of liver. He starts off with his life as an example, you know, because that's what he knows about, of how his parents trained him from childhood on behavior in the society and in the family, of learning to hunt and to get. That if he were lazy and just slept in, eventually he'd just be the end of a snowbank, you know. But if he would rise early and work and hunt, there would always be a lot of food in the house, you know. And so even in the Kargi, and the old men would be there sitting down. The young folks couldn't walk in front of them because that was a sign of disrespect. And so the older young folks would teach the younger kids. And if they persist, they'd just take that bit and you better go on home because it wasn't proper behavior. And so there was, from childhood, a training of respect of those that are older. And he said he didn't choose his wife himself. His older brother chose her for him. And his sister-in-law invited him to have duck soup at their house. And when he went in, his brother went out and said he was going to go play cards somewhere else. And so his sister-in-law told him that the girl here was the one that the brother chose for his wife, and for him to marry her if he wanted to. And because of their respect for the older people, his older brother, whom he loved, chose a wife for him, so he married her. And and because he knew how to hunt and he always worked, there was always provision in the home. And so there was no foreboding, because he was prepared, you know. His parents prepared him. And the society prepared him, you know. He knew how he was supposed to act, what he was supposed to provide. And even though his wife wanted to work at different times, he said he didn't marry her for her to provide for herself, that he could work and provide these things for her. So in his case, there was no foreboding, no because he was trained from early childhood, and I think it's that way with women too, Wes.
I think so. Mm-hmm. You know, I should say, I think what stopped, people are getting tired, that's evident, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, I know Mary Goodwin wants to do the first season from the possible, look at the races, but they really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There's snow go races on television, Channel 4, 5 o'clock, if any of you in your rooms would like to look at them. I think let's get a little rest before dinner. 5:30 dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think so.
The Maruk television nami snow go races 5 o'clock when the book up map in your exit. Television car up seat at the Maruk. The 5:30 minute no check in your seat. Every day, look